Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the final little bite-sized political podcast of the day. Hope you will enjoy this one. And of course, my thanks to those of you who do choose to support me by buying me a coffee. There's a link below to support and sustain this work. And my thanks to my friends at quantumhypno.co.uk, link below, for sponsoring my platform. Again, do check it out. Click the link. It helps me. Now, it's one thing to think something. It's another thing to have it confirmed in court, in a court of law. And that's why it's very interesting to read that AstraZeneca have now admitted in court that COVID injections can cause, quote, a rare side effect. The side effect is called TTS, and it causes blood clots and low blood platelet count. Now, that is what AstraZeneca is saying in court. So they're saying, it's really rare, but if you take your jabs, then maybe you get blood clots, but so what? So it's interesting that this is, I think, what they euphemistically, blood clots is the thrombotic thrombocytopenias, which is one of the top side effects for mRNA vaccines. This is what AstraZeneca are now basically admitting to. There's a class action being taken against them many people have decided to sue AstraZeneca in this class action. This is why they have now admitted. It causes a few problems. So what? So what if it causes problems? We were saving lives. Now, look, here's the point on this one. This legal admission from AstraZeneca that their jabs cause blood clots. If they cause blood clots, they cannot ever be seen to be safe. It can't be safe if a side effect is giving you a blood clot, which can lead potentially to death. So you will remember that the British government did an awful lot of crowing and boasting about the fact that, it had got the first COVID vaccine to market. And it was seen as a celebratory story about, look how wonderful AstraZeneca is. AstraZeneca Oxford, as they like to call it. Remember the AstraZeneca Oxford vaccine, which saved the day. And I remember the people involved in rushing this ill-fated so-called vaccine to market were fated by the media. I remember they were being put in the royal box at Wimbledon. They were given honours from the establishment. They couldn't have been treated better. Problem is, almost instantly when they rolled out as AstraZeneca jabs, people started dying. That's the truth of the matter. And within a short period of time, I'm talking within about 2 months, many European countries had banned AstraZeneca. And that's because they realized that the signals being given back were really, really dangerous. So lots of European countries banned it. And then what the UK did was very quietly, it let it just kind of slip away. Do you remember it? One minute it was AstraZeneca, and then it was Pfizer, Moderna. And that's basically where it stayed. So after about a year and a half in the UK, I think a decision was taken. We better knock this one on the head and walk away from it. Now, of course, I'm saying that Pfizer and Moderna equally cause disastrous adverse reactions. I'm not for 1 minute saying that they're any better. But AstraZeneca proved to be really bad, really quickly, really dangerous, really fast. And lives were lost really, really quickly as well. And so now that there's a legal admission from them that this, blood clots can be a consequence of taking their jab, when they say it's very rare, I mean, that's honestly, I would pay little or no attention to that there. That's just a caveat put in by their legal team to make it seem like, hardly ever happens. But we know, we have so many documented cases of people who got the first AstraZeneca in January and were dead in February. For example, I remember there's that BBC lady from Newcastle who took her jab and was dead within like a week. And again, of course, they'll all try and say, yeah, but, you know, because, you know, correlation does not equate to causation. But maybe it does. Maybe it exactly relates to causation here when it comes to AstraZeneca. But I think these boys are in trouble. And I suspect that this will just get worse for the big pharmaceutical companies. But they're going to claim that the government provided them with legal indemnity. Therefore, they're not, you know, you can't get them. Pfizer and Moderna will say the same. I'm not sure how that one plays out, because once you admit, as AstraZeneca have done, that this is a side effect of their vaccines, which I don't remember the media saying much about at the time. Remember, 100% safe, 100% effective. Turns out, well, apart from the blood clots, and I'm sure that's true of the other vaccines as well. You know, ultimately, it's all going to be exposed, my friends. It's all going to be exposed. It's going to be exposed, you know, 5-6 years too late. But to be fair, we did call it out at the time. There was nothing that made me want to take their vaccine once I understood what was going on. There's nothing that would make me want to take any vaccine in 2024. That's how far I've gone down the rabbit hole in this one. And I suspect that more than a few of you are probably in my same position, simply because I don't believe that any vaccine is particularly credible. I think they contain all kinds of harmful stuff. It's my personal view. But when it comes to AstraZeneca, they themselves have now confirmed the thing that we've been saying for the past 3 years, namely that these so-called vaccines have very dangerous side effects. Blood clots are serious. Thanks for listening.